Okay, perfect.
Perfect. Okay. So like I said, Bez Hashem, we should be able to be consistent now. Bez Hashem, God willing. Okay, so on page Reish Yud Zayin, second paragraph. Reish Yud Zayin, second paragraph. Hine. So the Eish Kodesh was telling us, again, the Yisod that we were learning before, is that, again, what is Chassidus? What's the Gilui of the Baal Shem Tov? The Gilui of Baal Shem Tov is, not only is now, from Baal Shem Tov and on, is there a lot of Hashem's light in the world, but that fills the world, not only is there a lot of Ruchnius that can be found within a physical world, within the world of Gashmius, but even Gashmius itself is made of Elikus. Hashem, Kiviyachal Elikus, is the ingredient for both Ruchnius and Gashmius. And the Kalim themselves, the vessels themselves, so to speak, are themselves made of light. That's the Lashon that he was using. So that's the idea. And now what the Pizetzin is gonna do now is gonna show a lot of the differences practically, how that translates into Avodas Hashem, and a lot of the differences and changes from the Baal Shem Tov and on in terms of Avodas Hashem as opposed to what was before the Baal Shem Tov. You'll see. Zine. Bahsharas Avreichim, in the Sefer Hasharas Avreichim, which was a Sefer that the Pizetzin wrote to give like sort of hadracha for like young married chassidim to become Avdei Hashem. So in that sefer, Hashar Chesavreichem, Sha'alnu, we ask the question, Ma'azai is chassidus, v'avoida is chassidus. What is chassidus and what's the avoida of chassidus? That was the question that he spoke about. Now, obviously, this sefer that we're learning, Mavi Sharm, is you know, unpackaging that this question, this idea. So he says, Ki yefshu lehistapek b'tshuvas oisim hanoshim ha'oimrim she'eslavas b'toyra tefila v'avoida chassidus. You have to understand one of the you know, when it comes to the Piyazetzna, so obviously what he's most famous for is his Avodas Hashem during the war. You know, the fact that he was in the Warsaw Ghetto and he's fearing Tish and he's a Rebbe, and that the his greatness that he was able to do that during the Holocaust is obviously that's what sticks out. But the truth is, he had a whole life before the war, and before the war, the main focus of the Piyazetzna in terms of trying to be mashpi in the world was to sort of the problem that he saw was that Chassidus was becoming a culture, that it was just becoming a culture, you know, and it was losing its soul. It was losing its soul, and that was the ikar avodah of the Pizetzin before the war was to teach people how to recapture the soul of Chassidus. Like these questions, these discussions, even the sefer that he has Chavis al Talmidim, right? Guy, the student's obligation at school, right, which is geared to high school kids, and Hashar Savreichem. You know, beyond that, for you know, base medrash age, young married men by chassidim and so on. So, the people that read those svarim, they think of it as just like, just educational. But he's not. It's not just educational. He's trying to guide a person to become like a real chassid, a chassid the way it always was. And so, this sefer of Sharm is like sort of hitting the nail on the head in terms of what the Pizetzin was about. Of not just trying to produce from Jews and of the Hashem, but to produce chassidim. So in order to do that, you have to answer the question, what is a chassid? What is chassidus? So he says, in the Sefer HaKshar HaSavreichim, we ask the question, what is chassidus? And he says, you can't be satisfied with the answer that some people will give you, chassidus means to learn, to daven, and to do avodas Hashem with the slavas. Why? Well, you can't be satisfied with that. It's true that chassidus will promote excitement in avodah, but that's not what chassidus is. Again, it's like what we saw by the Rebbe, it's hard to pinpoint what it is. And that's certain, to say that it is just the idea of being into davening and learning in avodah, that's not... even though it's certainly true, and you see this by the early chassidim, that they were taka on fire. So the Mekubalim were not with the Slavas. The Arizal was not on fire with the Avodas Hashem. So he says, they were much more on fire than we could possibly imagine. So if Chassidus is about being on fire and being passionate about Avodas Hashem, that's not a Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov. The Arizal, all the Mekubalim were on fire. The Imnarmis, what are you going to say? So you're going to say is Enechanami. All the Baal Shem Tov is doing is trying to bring back something that maybe was forgotten. Shabadar, Shilofnei Baal Shem Tov, Niskar Heslava. So maybe you're right, Enechanami. The Arizal comes to the world and he turns the world on fire. And really, that's what it means to be chassid too. It just happens to be over the centuries, even that became cooled down. So Baal Shem Tov came to bring back that old fire. But he said, and who was the al shuv chid? So the Baal Shem Tov came to be mechadish that to bring back that old fire. But he says, then the problem is, kim ke lama zeh b'shem chadish chassidim yikari. Why are you called chassidim? Why are you called like a new name? V'lo b'shem mekubalim. Right? The term mekubal was good enough for that result. If the whole lineage of the Baal Shem Tov is to return the fire that the Arizal introduced, and just happens to be from the Arizal to the Baal Shem, things cool down. So Baal Shem Tov has to restoke the coals. Then why are you giving it a new name? Why are you giving your revolution a new identity? It's just mekubalim. That's all. So people also say, what's chassidus? Just a watered down Kabbalah. So why are you calling themselves chassidim? Call them mekubalim. So he says, v'lom her ishu masnagdim negdim. And why is there such a snagdus to it? If all it is, there's no snagdus to the Arizal. Im loy chadoshes chidshu, if it wasn't a chiddush, ayin sham. So he says, this is what he spoke about in Achshar Safrechim. Ubedavreinu shedibarnu b'zaharata, but the words that what we explained until now, Vasher Naisif, and we'll continue to explain, Amir Sashem, Bezel Adaber, to speak about this, which is again, so he in Mekavel Hashem, so we hope to God, Shagam Lonu Yisbar, Ma'at Lofi Yisagaseinu Ketana, Musa Chassidus, so we should be able to understand also a little bit what Chassidus is. Because again, this is what we've been saying until now, is that the Baal Shem Tov is not just a reawakening of the Arizal, or bringing Kabbalah down to the masses, or the inspiration. That's not what it is at all. That's what we've been saying until now, is that the Chassidus is something new. And the new revelation of Chassidus is that the Kalim are made of light. That the physical world is itself a revelation of Hashem's presence. Not something that is really not a revelation of Hashem's presence, but somehow you'll have to find God in the world. No, the world is made of Elikus. And that changes everything, as he's going to say. So he says, Lefi Seder Shal Shas Hanal, based on the sort of the development of Torah, Min Tarsh Bal Peh Ve'elech, from Tarsh Bal Peh, from our senior pretty much, throughout the generations, Nisgalu Ha'iris B'Toycha Kelim. Every single generation, every single tzaddik reveals the light of Hashem within the Kelim of the world. Ubeish bahasaga, and with a human being, it's with their understanding. Im bahasaga shall near asher nearis gam kenoishis, b'talmud. So, in other words, what he's about to introduce is how to translate this idea of chassidus in the person. So, within a person, you have also oiris and kalim, right? So, for example, you have what would be the light, the ruchniest side of a person? That would be the neshama, certainly, right? And the kalim, right? The vessels of the person would be their guf, right? And so, until the Baal Shem Tov, the kalim were not revealed to be made of light. So, if you want to connect to Hashem, then you have to connect. Then the only part of you that's useful is your iris part, right? Since the only elikus that one can be found, that you can find in the world is in the iris of the world, the light of Hashem. So the only part of you that's compatible to that is the part of you that's also called iris. Mm-hmm. What's the part of you that's called ar? That's your neshama, your seichel. But your guf, your physicality, and the physical things of your life, that's kalim. So until the Baal Shem Tov comes, the preoccupation of Ayv the Hashem was to find the Rabbanu Shel Olam through that part of themselves that's called iris, which means their intellect, and it means their spiritual awareness. So he says, that's what he's hinting to over here, from Har Sinai and on. So what was revealed throughout the generations is iris b'toycha kelim, is iris within kelim. Ubeish b'hasoga, and when it comes to a person, to translate that by the human being, it means your ability to understand, your intellect. That was the part of you that's a shidduch with the light of Hashem in the world, which is the only dimension that you can find Hashem in. In b'hasoga ashenir is gam kanoishes, whether it be the intellect that seems human, b'talmud, when it comes to learning Gemara and so on, or intellect that is a little bit beyond the human intellect, like you find with Kabbalah. But either way, it was the tool that you have inside of you that's able to find Hashem with it's going to be the part of you that's lichtig, the part of you that's or the part of you that's more spiritual, which is going to be connected to your intellect, whether it be your intellect that you're using to learn halacha, which is going to be more of a practical intellect, or whether it be an intellect that you're using to learn Kabbalah, which is going to be more of an esoteric intellect. But either way, it's your intellect, which is more shaykh to the light of your neshama, because your body and your physicality is not what you're looking for. So he says like this, Lochein, Yisoid his galius elu, hu halimud v'asaga b'seichel. So until the Baal Shem Tov, the main avenue through which there's a revelation of Hashem's presence, connection to Hashem, is going to be again through the intellect. Loi kein chassidus, but chassidus is not like that. Chassidus is changing the entire framework, because comes Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov says that not only can Hashem be found in Oiris, Hashem can be found in Kalim. So that means the part of you that's Oiris can be a way to connect to Hashem, as has been throughout the generations until the Baal Shem. But now even your Kalim can be an avenue to connect to Hashem. So that means even your guf itself.
The idea that the Kalim are solid from the Ur is obviously a Kabbalistic idea, but
it's
just fine.
Yeah.
Why is it such a
So it's a Giloy, that's the idea, because in order for it to make its way to the surface, to the point of where it actually changes one's Avodah, that took time for that layer of truth to surface. So the idea was always there. Huh?
How do you understand it?
It was always understood. That's all it was. It was understood, but it wasn't. It was not experienced. It was not experienced. It was a gilui. It was a gilui. So he says again, loike nachsidis, not so with chassidis. Three lines before the end. Ham shechasa einu mugbelas b'seichel levad. The drawing down the reality of chassidis is not mugbal. It's not framed specifically with the intellect. Rak b'kol. Rather, it's something that encompasses all things, all aspects. Af b'kelim b'atzma, even the kelim themselves. Vim gam es ha-kelim he-me'ira, and the kelim themselves, it illuminates. So we're not talking about anymore a level of drawing down Hashem's presence to invigorate oiris, which then overwhelm kelim. We're talking about a revelation that illuminates kelim themselves. So he says, even the foundation of the Ikri Yisaida is legalis, is to reveal the light that's found within the lowest things. So now, because of Chassidus, next page Rishi has. So because of Chassidus, so now there's a tiny, you know, like by the Pesach Sheni, Lama Yigara, right? They say they called out, the people called out, they were Tamei, right? They said, why should we lose out? As Pesach is the 14th of Nisan, they were Tamei, they couldn't make it, right? They couldn't bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th. So they say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama Yigara, why should we lose out? That call of Lama Yigara, that's the call of Chassidus, that the body is now able to say that through the light of Chassidus, right? So the body calls out to Hashem, Lama Yigara, why should we lose out? Why should we not be part of the revelation of Hashem's presence? It's like the Gemara says, Anan, the Gemara says that when Hashem made the world, so he split up the higher waters and lower waters, right? And ever since then, the lower waters are crying, we want to be in front of the king. So Chassidus comes and says that you are in front of the king. The entire crying of the lower waters was based on an assumption, which is that the king is above and not below. And we're stuck below, so we're not by the king. But Chassidus comes and says, well, what below of below? What? The king is everywhere. Mole kol eretz kavayda. So if Malikos Kvaida, it means that even the lower waters are in front of the king. That's, I mentioned this before from the Ishvitz of Ishvitz in the third Halukah that we say by davening. So the Halukah is, you know, we talk about all the things that praise Hashem. Halukah Hashem, Min HaShemayim, Bayam, all the things that praise Hashem, the Malachim and so on. And it's one of the lines over there is that what praises Hashem? Hamayim Asher Mi'al HaShemayim, the water that's above heaven. So in fact, the Ishvitz said, what about the water that's below heaven? That doesn't praise Hashem. So the Ishvitz said, nah. He said, by davening, a person should be in such a moichin that there is no water below heaven. Everything's above heaven. there's no chilik. Everything is mi'al Hashemayim. That's what he said. That's the chiddush of Chassidus. He says, lo mi'igara kol haguf min haseichel. Why should the body be any less than the seichel? Hein nomuchu haguf min haseichel asher bai. Of course, we understand that the body is lower than the seichel, in terms of sensitivity. Avaloi ze ikra chasidus, but that's what chasidus is about. Legaloi sa'ar asher ben amichius, to reveal the light that is contained in the lowest things. That is the lowest things. Dishagam hu kaidish, that itself is holy. Lochin gam haguf, therefore, in the lens of chasidus, the body, and gam yidoisiv shalo adam, and the midas of a person, poil and memar, are poil in Shemai. And now what the Piazetzin is going to do now for the next little bit is show some basic differences between practical avodas Hashem in the way of the Mekubalim versus the way of Chassidim, and it's all coming from this Nakuda. So I guess we'll just start it very quickly for just a couple minutes. Seder HaVaida, just to give a little bit, like sort of to give Kalim for this idea. Seder HaVaida Ad Tekufas HaChassidus. What was the general approach of Avodas Hashem until the Baal Shem Tov? So he says, Seder HaVaida, Ikra HaVaida, if a person wanted to become a real tzaddik until the Baal Shem Tov, what was the approach? Hayalachnias HaGuf was to subdue the body, was to quiet the body. Imhar Geshaisav, with its feelings, right? Ulahashket es midaisav, to quiet one's midas. Af listagev, kidei leroitzitzan, shleita felenim umma, to the point of where the goal would be like stoicism. You've heard of stoicism? You know, stoicism means someone that's stoic. So is someone that, the truth is, stoicism is an avoda by the Baal Shem Tov also. It's called Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. But until the Baal Shem Tov, the goal was a type of stoicism where it's like the emotions are just shut. And just like, nothing bothers you, not because everything is alikus. Nothing bothers you because you completely don't care about what's going on in your body. Like, Lamashal, it's hard to say it's a real story. The Rishonim bring down a legend from that there was a person that wanted to be a member of like the Bnei HaNevi'im. And so the Navi, whatever, asked him wanted to know his credentials, if he's worthy enough to be part of their chevra. So he asked him the following question. He said, if someone were to urinate on you, would it bother you? Would it bother you? If let's say you were sitting somewhere and someone like they looked at you so low that they literally urinated on you, would it bother you? So it's like, yeah, it would bother me. Sorry, not for us. And the Maaseh then goes on that this person was stuck on a boat, and he was a few years later, he was working on himself, and he was on a boat, and he was like sleeping on the deck, and one of the drunken sailors over there started urinating, and he got him, and he wasn't bothered by it. He says, okay, nah, Baruch Hashem. He got to that madrig. That's a high madrig of stoicism, of like not caring at all about what goes on, what happens to you. But that not caring, until the Baal Shem Tov, was because who cares about my body? It's completely irrelevant. This guy is irrelevant. My body's irrelevant. All that matters is my seichel and where and my dvekus in my head. That's all. Everything else is completely irrelevant. That was because, again, that was coming from an approach that kalim are not where the Rabbanu Shalom is. The Baal Shem Tov also believes in stoicism. The first teaching in Tzavos or Rivash is Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. The Baal Shem Tov taught Shavisi Hashem means Shavisi. Shavisi means no matter what happens, I'm even keeled, stoic, even keeled. Why? Because Hashem Lenegdi Samid. But that's a different avoda. It's the person, by the Baal Shem Tov also, the guy shouldn't be upset that he's being urinated on. But not because the sailor doesn't exist and my body doesn't exist, but because, no, my body is elikos and this guy is a shliach of the Rabbanu Shalom to urinate on me. And if he's urinating on me, it means the Rabbanu Shalom wants me to be urinated on. Givaldik. You see the different type of mentality. It's not coming from a lack of being machshiv, the experience. It's by adarab. It's by leaning into the experience. So, but before the Baal Shem Tov, that maisa, the way to handle that maisa was like lahadam. It never happened because who cares? It's kilu, didn't happen. By the Baal Shem Tov, it's normal. It didn't happen. This is mamish like this is the Rabbanu Shalom talking to me in some strange way. But this is a moment of eskasha. This is a moment of zvekas. Just like everything else is a moment of zvekas. So it's also I'm also shivisi. I'm also even keeled, no matter what happens, not because I'm disregarding the experiences, but adra, because these experiences are every experience of my life is mamish life changing. because the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to me and interacting with me through these experiences. You have the difference. So the result might look like the same, which is the person being urinated on, not getting upset. But it's from a whole different way. It's a whole different way. So he says, again, before the Baal Shem Tov, the goal was to sort of like quiet all of one's feelings and all one's emotions. Ki kulan roi sein. Because that's, they're all bad. They're all bad, right? Rak oz yam shechayish olav ar. And then when you're emptied out of all the connection to Kalim, now you can be zaycha to ar. Im ar rak shel nishmasa yo'ir asher techalitz megufa. The light of your neshama can illuminate, and the more disconnected it is from the body, the better. Aygam or Yisrael minishmasai v'akol basaga, all within understanding. B'chachem machshava kavanas v'yichudim, all these inyanim. So again, I guess tomorrow we'll continue on with this. But that's the basic. Again, he's beginning to show us the differences in the avoda of what Chassidus brought. Again, that's the difference. It might at the end of the day look the same of a person being able to handle all the balagan of life, but it's coming from a much different place. It's coming from a much different place. The shavisi of the mekubalim is a different shavisi than the Baal Shem Tov. The Shavisi of the Mekubalim is because it's all meaningless. The Shavisi of the Baal Shem Tov is it's Shavisi because it's all incredibly significant and meaningful and tachlistic. So it's a very different type of experience. Okay, as a show, we should only have good things pour upon us.